everyone, and welcome to Globalize Asia. Support for this podcast comes from Royal Beans Chocolates. Royal Beans is based out of Bangalore, India, and specializes in Belgian chocolates infused with exciting flavors like masala chai, cappuccino, berry blast, walnut marble, and many more. You can gift these special crafted chocolates to your loved ones in India by visiting their website www.royalbeans.in. Use the promotional code GLA10 to get 10% discount off your order. Thank you.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Globalization. LGBT is a term collectively used globally describing certain section of our society based on their sexual preferences. Our guest today is Asifa Lahore, born as a gay man who became the first British Muslim transgender and made a niche for himself in the entertainment industry. Asifa had decided to go through sex reassignment surgery, i.e. SRS, and undergoing hormone therapy at the moment. Transitioning from being a gay man called Asif Qureshi to a transgender and finally becoming Asifa Lahore, the woman. Let's hear the life story highlighting phases of gender identity and the social repercussions of Asifa Lahore.
Well, hi Asifa, welcome to Globalization. It's been an amazing experience reaching out to you and then you agreeing to joining us on this podcast. You, as I understand, is the first British Muslim drag queen. Now, let's start with the technicality of drag queen. Just for, you know, in the benefits of our listeners, what is a drag queen?
So a drag queen is, in its definition, in its literal definition, it's a man who dresses up as a woman to entertain on stage or on video or whatever format. It's essentially someone dressing up to impersonate the opposite gender in order to entertain or create an alter ego. That's the literal definition of drag. Drag has since sort of evolved so much where different genders or people identifying differently in their gender can still do drag.
Interesting. And let's take your pre-drag years before you decided to become a drag queen. So you were born as a boy, as Asif Qureshi.
That's correct, yes.
And you lived your life as a gay man for a number of years.
Yes.
You've come out to your parents, and over the period of time, you've been very vocal about your sexuality and your religion, and that they can reconcile in the same community that we come from Southeast Asia. You're obviously born and brought up in UK.
Mm-hmm.
Where what I'm trying to understand is, when did you realize that drag is your future, so to speak, or you want to go into that, in that direction?
I started drag 7 years ago now, and I fell into it by total accident, if I'm honest with you. I was out clubbing one night with some friends, and in the local sort of gay scene in London, we have magazines. And literally in the magazines, they were advertising for contestants for something called Drag Idol UK, which is the UK's national drag competition, which takes place every year. And my friends just said to me, go on, do it, enter. You've always wanted to perform. We think you'd be a very pretty drag queen. And I think as a child, I always wanted to be a performer. I went to the Brit School of Performing Arts in South London, which is very prestigious. You know, people like Adele and Leona Lewis and Kate Nash have been there. And I think the desi route, or, you know, my parents were always like, you must do a proper job. You know, you must become a lawyer or a doctor or something. You must go to university. So I sort of gave up my childhood ambition of performing, and 7 years ago, I was in a very happy place. You know, I had already come out to my parents. I was in a marriage with another man. And everything was, you know, at that point, absolutely fine. And I thought, you know, now's the time for me to revisit my performing ambition.
Right.
And I decided to enter this competition, and I ended up causing a lot of controversy.
Talking about controversy, is it because of the heritage you come from? In terms of you were born and brought up here, what about your parents?
My parents are Pakistani, so my dad is from Lahore, Punjabi, and my mum is from Karachi. So, yeah.
Hence the name Lahori.
Exactly. Okay. Lahore. I love that
sorry,
name.
Not Lahori.
I mean, I am a Lahori if I'm from Lahore,
yes,
right?
Yes. Okay, so how was coming out as a gay man in front of your parents? Was it a conscious decision, or was it something they stumbled upon by chance, or...?
It was a bit of both, to be honest. I mean, it was super challenging. I mean, anybody who's coming out as, you know, gay or lesbian or bisexual or transgender in the Desi community, it's so challenging because, you know, in our mother languages of Hindi, Punjabi, Urdu, whatever, we don't really have words for gay or lesbian. So it was really challenging. I mean, I think, oddly enough, I think my mum, just like any other Desi housewife, I think she was just doing some cleaning in my room, and me being, you know, in my early 20s, I was very messy, and she would clean up after me. And I think she found a magazine, actually, another scene magazine, where, you know, these magazines would have, like... photos from the gay clubs and news about what was happening in the community. And she questioned me about it. And I it's a moment in my life I think I'll always remember, because it really shaped my future, in the sense that my mum asked me, you know, I found this and I want you to tell me the truth. And she said it in Urdu. My mum said, "Mujhe sach bata, tum kaun ho, tum kya ho?" And I will remember this moment for the rest of my life. It was a split second, but it felt like an absolute eternity. It felt like a slow motion sort of sequence from a film. Two thoughts came into my head. I could either lie my head off and get myself out of this situation, or actually tell her the truth and be done with it. Rather than sort of conjuring up the courage to go to mum and dad and tell them, here was an opportunity that was presented to me. So I, within a split second, I made the decision, and it just came out of me. And I said, "Ammi, main gay hoon." And, you know, what followed were like weeks and weeks of questions. And, you know, some I had the answers to, some I didn't. Some I did, but I really did not want to discuss, like, you know, things that were so private with my parents. So it was really challenging to begin with. Yeah.
And what age was that?
I was at university, so I was very young. I was 22, 23.
Right, so you already figured out... When did you figure out that you were gay? Or when did you accept it that you were gay?
I think it was... It's something that's always been there. I don't think there's any defining points.
Right.
I mean, I can look back and go, you know, it's... when you are in your formative years and you're beginning puberty and all the guys are looking at girls and you're actually looking at the other guys, you know, I knew I liked guys from a young age. Yeah.
Did you have anyone, like a friend or a sibling, who you confided in and discussed this?
My sister is very, very nosy. So she read one of my diaries when I was 16 and she was 11. And she found out, and I told her about it, and I think she was very supportive, but she did say it's going to be an issue for my parents. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Interesting. So moving on to, you know, coming out to your parents and then entering into a drag competition, did you actually win that?
I didn't win that competition, no. I created a lot of controversy at the time because I was the first Muslim and Desi person to enter that competition.
Right.
And, you know, at the time it was predominantly very much a white, gay and lesbian sort of affair. And I not only was, you know, the first Desi and Muslim to enter, I also, in my stage act, I decided to wear a burqa. At the time, the burqa was very much in the news. It was very much a topic of discussion in the UK. And
it was a statement from you, isn't it? That you want to embrace that, yes, you're Muslim and yes, you're gay. And you have a sense of humor. I'm assuming that probably was the reason for the burqa.
I mean, there were several reasons. I mean, you know, it was a competition. I had entered it to win. I don't enter competitions not to win. You know, I want to compete. And I thought, what could set me apart? And I was very, you know, I was very... I knew, you know, my desiness and who I was would make me stand out. So there was that reason for wearing the burqa. I think also, yes, I mean, drag to me has always been about sense of humour. And, you know, my drag is very British because I've grown up in the UK. So British drag really is quite slapstick. It's quite, you know, tongue in cheek. It's not very serious. You know, in the UK, our drag is very much live. We don't lip sync like American drag queens, Australian drag queens do. We sing live, we do comedy. And, you know, part of it was actually a lot of humour where I thought, okay, I wonder what would happen if I went on in a burqa and, you know, I took the burqa off and I was wearing a sari underneath and I took the sari off and I was wearing a miniskirt underneath. It was very much me, a creative visual discussion on being, you know, a British Muslim Desi living in the UK.
Okay. Did you felt that you're marketing yourself as a Muslim drag queen because there was nothing out there in terms of a gay community which is doing that sort of promotion, so to speak? Was it a conscious decision to even educate and bring that level of message within the community? Or was it just became a part later on at a later stage? I mean, did you feel the sense of responsibility that, yes, you've made that decision to enter a you know, a public platform? Mm. And did you feel that there might be more people like me within our community which are not coming out?
Mm.
Did you feel this is a good platform for me to probably reach out to those individuals as well?
I mean, I at the time of entering that competition, for me, it was very much about just wanting to perform again and, you know, fulfill my ambition of being a performer. I didn't really think about, you know, what I was doing. It was very much a sense of humor. It really, if I'm honest with you, it was total innocence that I decided to sort of wear that and, you know, express my Desiness and my Britishness and